This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, and I have a good show lined up for you today that I'm sure you're going to find something in there to enjoy. The tune that's playing at present is one called Wild Goose Chase. It is recorded in 1975 in Sydney, Australia. Colin Trenrith on fiddle, Graham Lovejoy on mandolin, Colin Watson on guitar, and I think it was Ann Kirkpatrick on bass, but it may have been Rod Coe, and I was playing the banjo, and it was a tune that I wrote, and it's a good fun tune to play. It's just finishing up now, but we're going to get straight into the program with a song from Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, and they're a great band. I really do enjoy the music that they make, and this is from the album Another Day from Life. And the song that I've picked is called Through a Coal Miner's Eyes. It's a lovely story. And the band is Joe Mullins on banjo, but he's playing a gitjo on this song, which is really a guitar sound with a banjo neck. Mike Terry on mandolin, Evan McGregor on fiddle, Dwayne Sparks on guitar, Randy Barnes on bass, and Mike Terry, the mandolin player, sings lead on this one. Joe does the tenor harmony and Dwayne does the baritone. Through a Coal Miner's Eyes. Have a listen.
With his heart in his throat, The man trip starts down the track. He sees the lights go by, lying on his back. His wife and his family are always on his mind. As he goes deeper and deeper to the bottom of the mine. Sometimes the lights go out, it's hard to catch his breath. Cause the blackness hangs heavy like a stone upon his chest. The darkness is so thick you could cut it with a knife. That's staring death in the face through a coal miner's eye. He has seen God and he's seen the devil. Sometimes the same, always a rebel. Every day cheating death, but it's a matter of time. When you're looking at life through a coal miner's eyes. Special kind of love the world can't understand. It flows between a woman and her coal mining man. After all these years, they share a common soul, and they know all too well the dangers down in the hole. His time in the mine has put lines upon her face. But when he looks at her, he sees beauty and grace. Gathered round the table, thanking God for precious time. That's looking at love through a coal miner's eye. He has seen God and he's seen the devil. Sometimes a saint, always a rebel. Every day cheating death, but it's a matter of time. When you're looking at life through a coal miner's eye. He has seen God and he's seen the devil. Sometimes a saint, always a rebel. Every day cheating death, but it's a matter of time. When you're looking at life through a coal miner's eyes. Every day cheating death, but it's a matter of time. When you're looking at life through a coal miner's eyes.
Isn't that a beautiful song? Looking through life through a coal miner's eyes, from Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. Lots of coal mines around Hamilton. Worked in the usual day. Big mines out at Huntley, and there's been mine disasters and all that sort of stuff. Tough life. So really appreciate anyone who went down a mine. I know I went down the Mount Isa mine many, many years ago in the 1970s, and that was both a wonderful experience and a very scary experience, and I don't think I'd do it again. And that was a big industrial mine too, so I don't think I'd like to be a coal miner. Let's get on with the show. Paul, Patti Loveless. I've always loved her country music and her approach to music. She does some great stuff, and she put out an album in 2001 called Mountain Soul, and I loved it. It's got lots of bluegrassy things on it, and songs about her home area. She came from a coal mining area. One of the songs on the album is one I particularly like. It's called I Know You're Married, But I Love You Still. It's written by Don Reno and Mac McGaha, the fiddle player with Don Reno, in 1956. Patti does it with Travis Tritt as a duet. He plays guitar. Emery Gordy plays bass. Tim Hensley plays the mandolin and does a bit of harmony. The fiddles, two fiddles, Deanie Richardson and Stuart Duncan, and some dobro from Rob Ikes. And they do a great version of this old Don Reno song, I Know You're Married, I Love You Still.
I know you're married, but I love you still.
Version of that song. I always tend to think that if you're a moonshiner, you sing the song, I Know You're Married, But I Love You All Still. We always used to muck around with the titles of songs and have odd or humorous versions of the song titles. That's not so of this next one. I'm going to play you a fiddle tune that we initially learned. Colleen and learned it from a traveling Canadian fiddle player called Wayne Briscoe, who was passing through New Zealand, and somehow he ended up at our place, and Colleen and Wayne played lots and lots of fiddle tunes together, and I played some backup guitar and banjo, whatever was required. And one of the tunes that particularly impressed us was one called Midnight on the Water. And I'd sort of forgotten about the tune, really, and I've been watching a bit of YouTube lately, and this tune, Midnight on the Water, came up, and I thought, that's a great song. I used to know that one. And so I studied it up, and I got out my mandolin and found some mandolin tablature for it and have been playing it. And I found there's a whole bunch of different versions of it. Wayne played it a certain way, and that's the way we learned it, and we thought that was the right way to play it. But there's a whole bunch of different versions. It's got lovely lilt to it. It's a tune from Texas, really. We always thought of it as a Canadian tune because we learned it from Wayne. But it's originally Texas. It's credited with Benny Thomason. Right here, I've got... I found a recording with Art Stamper playing it. Art Stamper was a great bluegrass fiddle player, spent a long time playing music with the Stanley Brothers and has a wonderful touch to his fiddling. So here's his version of the classic Midnight on the Water. Just creep up on you, don't you? Well, that's Art Stamper's version of the tune. It's a little different from the way that I hear it, and it makes a lovely tune on mandolin, but it's such good fun to learn a new tune and practice new techniques on the tune. I'm going to play you a song from the band Bluestone from the album What Goes On, and this band is based in southern Pennsylvania. And a group of musicians, sort of some senior guys in the band, and a few of their offspring, which is quite neat, which is the way I play music too. And Bluestone, What Goes On, they play a wide range of bluegrass music, and they've got some wonderful songs on this album. Since this album was recorded in 2015, two of the band have died. Dick Laird on mandolin and vocals, who I met when he was a young man in 1971. A real nice gentleman. He died in 2019. And Tom Neal, the banjo player, died in 2022. He's a banjo player and does vocals. But the group is carrying on. Carol Swam plays rhythm guitar and does vocals. Russ Hooper on dobro. John Glick on fiddle. Heath Laird, which is Dick's son, on bass and vocals. And Jeff Laird does rhythm guitar and some vocals as well. Also one of Dick's offspring. It's great to hear. Now, the song that I've picked is a Roy Acuff song, and it's called As Long As I Live. Let's hear Bluestone.
We'd forget we ever met. I haven't forgotten, and I wonder if you have, or if your heart's still filled with regret. As long as I live, if it be 1 hour, or if it be 100 years, I'll keep remembering forever and ever. I'll love you, dear, as long as I live. I never thought that night we parted, that life so long would be so sad. I know it sounds funny, but I still love you. You're the only joy that I've ever had. As long as I live, if it be 1 hour, or if it be 100 years, I'll keep remembering forever and ever. I love you, dear, as long as I live.
Stone, I love you, dear, as long as I live. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some of the music that's sitting on my shelves at home in CDs and occasionally LPs. That's all CDs today. I've got a couple of walls lined with CDs, and I look at them and think, what shall we have today in the show? And I try and come up with something interesting that you may not have heard before. I'll probably never follow the trends of contemporary bluegrass music. I tend to play the music that I've had an association with, that I've seen in a concert or at a festival. I've been to the States a few times and been to bluegrass festivals, particularly the Grass Valley festivals in California, which are a great occasion going to those, and I just love being there. But the bands that I like or know the personnel of are the ones that I like to play. And I try and treat the show just as you're standing beside me looking at the shelves, and I say, oh, I think you might like this tune. So I hope you're enjoying some of my selections. This show comes from Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where I live and have done most of my life. And I've been playing bluegrass since the mid-1960s. And all that time, Shearer's Music Works have been sponsoring music. I bought my first banjo from them in 1965. They just opened. And they're still supporting music throughout New Zealand. Lots of people go to Shearer's to buy their instruments, Martin guitars and Deering banjos included, as well as almost anything that you can think of. And they're very helpful people. I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. The show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media. And they support people playing the music that they love, which is me. And I'm delighted that they do that. Let's hear Bill Monroe in a jam session, 1966. He was visiting his friend Tex Logan, and they had a jam session at their house. And jam sessions, as you all know, are pretty loose and have got some wild music in them. We know that Bill's playing mandolin in this one. Tex Logan's playing fiddle. We think Richard Green's playing fiddle as well, because he was in the band at the same time, and there's two fiddles. Peter Rowan is probably playing guitar. We're not sure who was playing banjo in the jam session. And this is a version of the White House Blues. It's a flat-out tune. could be a standard song for you USA folk. You've probably got White House Blues going on now with elections coming up and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, it's always going to be an appropriate song. Bill first recorded in 1956, but here's the jam session version of 1966 with the White House Blues, Bill Monroe and a whole bunch of people.
McKinley, I hollered, McKinley, squall. Doc said, McKinley, I can't find her, 'cause you're bound to die, you're bound to die. She got out, run the train from Buffalo to Washington. Now come a running, he took off his specs. He said, Mr. McKinley, better cash in your check. You're bound to die, you're bound to die. Graveyard, he's taking a year to rest. He's gone for a long time. Look here, you rascal, you see what you've done. You shot my husband and I've got your gun. I'm carrying you back Washington.
Oh boy, that was pretty frantic, but it would be good fun to be there and be part of that. I wish I knew who the banjo player was. I might do a bit more research on that one. Went over to Whang Matar on Sunday with my son Tim, and we took his boat out. He's got a 9-metre boat, real old time, a 90-year-old wooden boat, and we went out and the sea was flat and we had a lovely day, and he went snorkeling around the rocks. The water was clear and I did some fishing, dangling a line over the end and caught a couple of keepers and lots of throwbacks, and we had a wonderful day. We listened to Doyle Lawson in his ute as we drove over and back, and I'm going to play you a couple of those tracks now. This is from the You Gotta Dig a Little Deeper CD, and it came out in 2005. got some great songs on it. The band is Doyle on mandolin and guitar, Barry and vocals, Barry Scott on vocals and bass, Jamie Daly on vocals, most of the high lead vocals and rhythm guitar, Terry Borkham on banjo and, of course, doing the lower vocals, Jesse Stockman on fiddle, and they make a great sound. And I'm going to play you two tracks. The first one is one called When I'm Knee Deep in Bluegrass, and the second one is an instrumental, which we don't play many Doyle Lawson instrumentals, but he's a wonderful picker. And this is one called Rosine. Let's listen to Doyle Lawson.
Stop before I go to pick up my last check, and I'll leave a note that says goodbye to my good old gal named Faye. I'd like to see her one more time, but it'd take another day. When I'm knee-deep in bluegrass, and I'll be satisfied. I don't care if it's bottom land or Rocky Mountain side. Any part of all Kentucky's home sweet home to me. Grass is where I'm gonna be. I can see Uncle Bill sitting on his porch picking on his old banjo, looking out across the field watching his green corn grow. More I'm waiting for than to see this road unwind, when the city lights are lining the miles I've left behind. When I'm knee-deep in bluegrass, and I'll be satisfied. I don't care if it's bottom land or Rocky Mountain side. Any part of all Kentucky's home sweet home to be. Knee-deep in bluegrass is where I'm gonna be. Stop in no other town until I know my feet will touch that good Kentucky ground. When I'm knee-deep in bluegrass, and I'll be satisfied. I don't care if it's bottom land or Rocky Mountain side. Any part of all Kentucky's home sweet home to me. Knee-deep in bluegrass is where I'm gonna be. Any part of all Kentucky's home sweet home to me. Where I'm gonna be. Your lady, oh, lady, oh, lady.
Thank you.
was Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver with a tune called Rosine, and the one before that was When I'm Knee Deep in Bluegrass. What a great band, really tight and lovely clear playing from all of the instruments. I think that's what Doyle demands from his bands, and his band was always an absolute pleasure to watch play live because they sounded like that live too. We're going to jump to East Tennessee State University and the old-time music program there, not far away from where Doyle Lawson is based either. One of the parts of the programs that they did was encouraging students of old-time music to dig out the old-time songs and research them for themselves, come up with them, and then find a satisfactory way to do them. And the Professor Roy Andrade, who's a fiddle player, he put together this session of a whole bunch of students doing old-time music. The students are Christy Hedke, who plays guitar and does lots of singing, Corbin Hazlett plays banjo and sings. Roy plays fiddle, Roy Andrade. Carl Zerfus plays bass, and Cameron Ragsdale plays the mandolin, and he does the lead vocal on the tune that I picked, which is one from the Gibbs Brothers, and did in the Knoxville sessions way back in 1930, and he liked that song, and this is how he performs it. It's one called Goodbye Dixie Dear. The East Tennessee State University Old Time Music Program with Cameron Ragsdale. Tune. It's got a lovely lilt to it, and they did it in a really authentic old-time way. Thank you, Roy Andrade, for that offering from the East Tennessee State University students. Great to hear them there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass on Free FM 89.0. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you some of the music that I love to play and I hope you're enjoying with me. Big shout out to all the people listening on the Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. This this show comes from Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand, but also goes out on the access radio stations like Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio. It's great beach out of Raglan. Should go fishing out there pretty soon. And also the Canadian access radio station CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland. Big hi to you all. Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Prince George in British Columbia. Thank you very much for taking a Southern Hemisphere slant on bluegrass music. And, of course, Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show in the USA. I really appreciate you taking the program that I make and sharing it with your listeners too. Lots of you are listening on podcasts, I know that, and you can get it on Spotify or from Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, and various other sources. So thank you for tuning in. Really appreciate it, and I hope you're enjoying my take on bluegrass music. Time for a fiddle tune from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in 1973. Colleen Trenwith playing the lead, Graham Lovejoy mandolin, Miles Ray on bass, Alan Rhodes on guitar, and me on banjo, the classic Gold Rush. Recorded in 1973 after we'd retired from music, and we just decided we should put together some of the songs that we'd been playing. A little bit rough. I wish we'd taken another take on that, but it's a good fun tune to play, good to jam with. Let's hear the Witcher Brothers from the album Yesterday's News. I got this off Prime Cuts of Bluegrass, and they do a great job of the song Carolina Sunday.
I was driving down an Alabama gravel road on Sunday. Came up on a little church nestled in the pine. When I heard the little children's voices singing Jesus Loves Me, took me back to another place and another time. So I parked beneath the shady trees close enough to listen. Heard that preacher preaching and the people say, hey.
when I heard the congregation start singing Rock of Ages, it's carried on my memory to those times of way back when. On a Carolina Sunday, a little backwoods church with the pine trees all around. On a Carolina Sunday, a girl named Mary dressed in white and supper on the ground. Little backwoods church was such a part of country living. It's where I found my faith that guides me through my life. Where my daddy met my mama, and they say they fell in love there. On a sunny Sunday, he took her for his wife. On a Carolina Sunday, a little backwoods church with the pine trees all brown. On a Carolina Sunday, a girl named Mary dressed in white and supper on the ground. In white and supper on the ground. A girl named Mary dressed in white and supper on the ground. A girl named Mary dressed in white and supper on the ground.
What a great line, a girl and Mary dressed in white and supper on the ground. Carolina Sunday from the Witcher Brothers. Nice tune, wasn't it? We're going to have Tony Ellis play some music from the CD. Sounds like bluegrass to me. Tony Ellis is a great guy. Came out and he stayed a couple of days at our house and he played banjo. He loved my banjo and he and I had a good time together. He plays fiddle and he plays banjo and he worked for Bill Monroe for a couple of years. Very reliable person, and he was with the band. He put together just this band. He has different combinations. He's got Dudley Connell playing guitar with him and Tom Gray playing bass and Lester Woody playing fiddle and Tony plays banjo and a little bit of fiddle. He's doing a Flatten Scruggs classic called My Cabin in Caroline that goes like this.
From the cabin in the hills of Caroline. Oh, the cabin in a shadow of a pine. And the blue-eyed girl way down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife and we'll live a happy life. From the cabin in the hills of Caroline. In the world, and the cabin in the hills of Caroline. Oh, the cabin in a shadow of a pine, and
kind of polite girl way down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife and we'll live a happy life in the cabin in the hills of Caroline. And the whippoorwills are calling from the hill. I'm gonna tell her of my love, greater than the stars above. How I love her now and I know I always will. Oh, the cabin in a shadow of a pine, and the blue-eyed girl went down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife and we'll live a happy life in the cabin in the hills of Caroline.
Oh, thank you, Tony Ellis, for that piece of classic bluegrass music. Time for a gospel song now. I've got one that's a little bit different, and this is from the Patti Loveless Mountain Soul CD that we heard a track from earlier in the show. And this is a song called Two Coats. Bill Watson playing guitar, and Emery Gordy Jr. is playing a slack key guitar, whatever that is. Slide guitar by Tom Britt, and background vocals and fiddle Stuart Duncan. It's a little bit different. See if you like it. Two Coats.
Before me, an old and a new, I asked my sweet master, oh, what must I do? The yoke was ugly, so tattered and torn. The other, a new one, had never been worn. I'll tell you the best thing
Patti Loveless, Two Coats. Interesting song, and she did it well. Well, it's come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for this episode now. I hope you enjoyed some of the offerings that were in here. There's some great music to hear, and we're going to take it out with the Band of Rooks from the album Authentic, and here's a song called Run Fanny Run. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in again next time. See you later. Bye.
It's time to stoke that fire. Whiskey's filling up the jar, moonshine's getting higher. The revenuer's on the prowl, he'll catch us if he can be. Let's get out while the getting's good, there ain't no use to stand here. Run, Fanny, run. Run, Fanny, run. Whiskey days are done. Run, Fanny, run. I know he's looking for still that noble Sheriff Lawson. Down at Ivor Johnson. Run, Fanny, run. Run, Fanny, run. Revenue's coming. Whiskey days are done. Run, Fanny, run. In the mist, and Fanny, I ain't lying. Throw that shotgun on the ground, this ain't no time for dying. Run, Fanny, run. Run, Fanny, run. Revenue's coming, whiskey days are done.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.